When you are done waiting, you will know you are done waiting. Because the only thing that will be left in your life is God. When they shake you, there will be nothing of yourself again. When men clap for you, you are quick to stop them and direct them and say, look, the secret behind everything you see is this God. And you are not just doing some spirituality. It is true. You have learned by experience and through your pain that any man minus God is a failure. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. Hallelujah. Two things you get when you truly wait. Let's wrap up with it. 31. They that wait upon the Lord, the first thing that happens to them is their strength is renewed. What is your strength? The fuel that moves you to your path of destiny. No car runs without fuel. Whether it's a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, Toyota, Mercedes, whatever it is, no matter how nice and new the car is, it cannot move itself. There is fuel that must be put in the tank and then it can move. So the first thing that happens to you is that supply of fuel by the Spirit comes upon you. And now you can make progress and advance. The second thing that happens to you is that you shall mount up with wings. Hallelujah. Mount up with wings as the eagles. The Bible says as a result, you know what it means to mount up with wings? God elevates you above the realm of all the things that kept you down. You mount up with wings in the similitude of the eagle. The Bible says, you shall run. But when you use this formula, when many people are weary, you are still moving. And people will say, I know that ordinarily people should be tired, but it looks like you never get tired. Every time I meet you, you are on fire. Every time I meet you is one testimony of God's grace. What is it about you? Don't you cry? Don't you weep? Don't you go through disappointment? Is it that you don't weep? Why don't you weep? And you tell them, I found a formula. The formula is, I don't have to wait until my strength fails. I have positioned myself permanently that he is the source of my strength. So when the pride of men will fail them, when the connections of men fail them, already you have declared to God, I don't want to wait until my experience teaches me a lesson. You are my God and you are my King. Yes, I thank you. I went for the course and I came back as the best officer. I thank you. I have a certificate that is good. I thank you. You have given me intellect. I have all kinds of recommendations by my superiors. But Lord, I do not place my faith in those things. I return back to you. And if ever I am lifted, I know you are the reason behind it. And God says, this was everything I wanted. If you come to a place where you acknowledge me above all these things, then a revival has truly happened to you. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5. We're about to pray. Trust in the Lord, it says, with all your heart, not some of your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. Man as a species is a proud species. It takes a lot to break the pride of man, to bring us to a point where we acknowledge that there is an authority above us. So he tells you in advance to trust in the Lord with all your heart. He says to not lean on your own understanding. The next verse is very instructive. Let this be our key word for tonight. In all your ways, acknowledge me. To acknowledge means to place priority upon. To acknowledge means to accept that outside of his influence you cannot move forward. That's what it means to acknowledge. Yeshua HaMashiach, Kominanakare. Yeshua HaMashiach, Kominanakare. Yeshua HaMashiach, Kominanakare. Yeshua HaMashiach. Everything I have belongs to you. In the next 2 to 3 minutes, I'm going to give everybody an opportunity. and say, Lord, through the pain and through everything I've gone through, I repent of my pride. I repent of believing that by my own strength I can make it. Now I'm not ashamed to declare before you, if you do not help me, I cannot rise. If you do not stand, whichever position is comfortable for you. But please leave it with God. You're outside, those outside, make sure you are praying. Pray, let it be from the depth of your heart. You have my everything. You have my everything. You have my everything. You have my everything. Take all of me. All of me. You have my everything. Take all of me. All of me, Lord. You have my everything. I lay my everything. Take my everything. Lust for money, lust for material things, lust of the flesh. Take away the pride of life. Take away anything that fights God in my life. Let there be that circumcision of the spirit.
Die. I saw the Lord.
but I don't want you to miss tomorrow's meeting. I may not have the time to pray for the sick and to prophesy, to speak over you now, but we'll have the time, hopefully tomorrow. But who is Catherine? Catherine, I'm hearing the name Catherine, like Catherine or Catherine. Is there someone with such a name as that, whether inside or outside? Who is Catherine? Come. There is a spirit of death over your family. Where are you coming from? Where is she part of? Huh? Where are you from? Because what I'm seeing, I will not waste your time. I know your officers. Please give her the mic. I'm seeing this evil coming from Kogi State. Where are you from? Kogi State. I want to pray for you. If I don't pray for you, I'm not a prophet of doom. That woman there, madam, look at me. Lift your hand. I'm seeing an angel pouring oil. There is something that looks like a serpent on that woman lifting her head. I command that power to leave you now. Out of her now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, please bring out here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, anything that has troubled you in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ, no matter how long it is, it must let you go in this country. This is evil coming from Kogi State. Can I pray for you? In the name that is above all names, I declare right now, let her go. Release her now. Name of Jesus Christ. Everything that does not name the name of Christ, the spirit of death, I'm looking at you inside a coffin. I bring you out of that people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Out now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me someone. You have been having dreams. This is like 3 weeks. You have seen dead people. People who have died. But you keep seeing them in dreams. I don't know who that person is. You are at the back. You are at the back. I want to pray for you. Just 1 minute. We have to respect this time. You call it a wind of revival. We need to end this demonic thing right now. The Lord brought me here because somebody, this captivity of darkness must come to an end. What has the living got to do with the dead? What has the living got to do with the dead? Hear me. Every altar that is calling you using dreams, everything that will not let you go, I call upon my God who is your God. Let it be broken now. 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 Dissociate you from the spirit of the grave. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now. Hear me. Any man who has vowed that over his dead body for you to move forward, may the earth open and swallow him. My sister, look at me. Hold my hands. I don't lay hands on people carelessly, but the Holy Spirit is asking me to hold you because I am seeing, this is like a cloud of bad luck around your life, and I need to pray for you. What's your name?
Jesus,
I want to pray for you. You are from the east. In the name of Jesus, let her go now. Out now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody at the back. I just saw a wind. The power of God is coming on that person now. At the back, as I'm speaking right now, I just saw like wind. Please, you can return back to your seat, rejoicing. I have just 1 minute. Please, whatever you will do tomorrow, if we can start as early, I'll do my best to make sure I come here early so that we can have some time. I'll just exalt you and then we'll pray. The power of God, one person at the back, we have to do this very quickly so that I'll wrap up. I don't know who that person is, but I stretch my hands. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, right at the back, I just saw wind. In the name of Jesus Christ, because for that person, the Lord is bringing a mighty deliverance for your family. This is what I am saying. Marvelous deliverance for your family. In the name of Jesus. Now I speak over every dead prayer life here. That your hapako shall be kakosta. Whatever has killed your prayer life and your passion for the things of God, I command a revival now. Whatever has eroded your passion for the word of God, in the name Jesus, I command that it must give way now.
Amen.
Some of you, before tomorrow's session, you will return with testimonies of strength. And so many of you hear me, you will go back home and sleep this night, and the blueprint of your destiny will be opened. In the name of Jesus Christ. As a result of this conference, we release the ministry of angels. And we declare that these angels will go with you, and they will see to it that anything that is not of God, let it lead your life right now. Now, please let me make a personal request. I apologize for the time. Tomorrow, if you can and if the officials allow, I want everyone to write a list of what you are tired of in your life that must lead your destiny. Please do it for yourself. Call your loved ones. They can write and send it. I'd like to bring it here. I'm going to be laying hands on it. Let's see the call. Whether Satan is not able to let your destiny go, I assure you, by the God of heaven, whatever has held you and caused you pain and has dampened your spiritual life, whether it's a financial issue, whether it's a relational issue, it's a health issue, tomorrow we'll have the time to pray for the sick and also to minister deliverance. But please do well to come with your prayer requests. Maybe before we even arrive, we can just collate them, and then we are going to pray over them here, and then we'll pray and speak over the people. But I pray for you, may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
This revival that has started in your life will not come to an end.
Amen.
You, the God of Jacob, defend you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's say the grace of fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.